A shudder passed through Peter, and he sat on the floor and cried. His sobs woke Wendy, and she sat up in bed. She was not alarmed to see a stranger crying on the nursery floor. She was only pleasantly interested.
"Boy, why are you crying?"
Peter could be exceedingly polite also, having learned the grand manner at fairy ceremonies, and he rose and bowed to her beautifully. She was much pleased and bowed beautifully to him from the bed.
"What's your name?"
"Wendy, Moira, Angela, darling. What is your name?"
"Peter Pan."
Wendy was already sure that he must be Peter, but it did seem a comparatively short name.
"Is that all?"
"Yes."
"I'm so sorry."
"It doesn't matter."
"Where do you live?"
"Second to the right and then straight on till morning."
"What a funny address."
"No, it isn't."
"I mean, is that what they put on the letters?"
"Don't get any letters."
"But your mother gets letters."
"Don't have a mother."
Not only had he no mother, but he had not the slightest desire to have one. He thought them very overrated persons. Wendy, however, felt at once that she was in the presence of a tragedy. She got out of bed and ran to him.
"Oh, Peter, no wonder you were crying."
"I wasn't crying about mothers. I was crying because I can't get my shadow to stick on. Besides, I wasn't crying."
"It has come off?"
"Yes."
Then Wendy saw the shadow on the floor, looking so draggled, and she was frightfully sorry for Peter.
"How awful!"